97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello, I'm Victor Lewis, and I'd like to remind you that the word theory means very different things depending on who you say it to.
Oh, is this a science thing again?
It is the science thing again. As always here on Trends, I have a vested interest in things that are all, like, you know, scientific. Whether it's proven or not, whether we're talking about it. In science, a theory is more often than not supported by some kind of evidence. It's not the sort of theory where you're just spitballing about Marvel movie plots. You've made a guess and you're doing some experimentation. You're going to figure things out, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about something not really.
I don't know if we're doing some experimentation. We're going to figure things out is the technical definition of a scientific theory.
Not a scientist.
But we're going to plow forward anyway.
We're going to plow forward. We're going to do some dang science.
Strap in, everyone. Two non-scientists talk about science today on 97.9 The Hill.
I am an enthusiastic amateur.
Education for the masses.
More than anything else, this is just about a bill being drafted in Montana that will ban everything but, quote, scientific fact in Montana science classes in public schools.
Uh-huh.
And what is and isn't scientific fact is under some amount of debate.
So is this a theory of evolution bill, or
it's normally traced back to things along those lines. I've enjoyed reading comments where people just state things as it is an indisputable fact that in 1859 Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species. I will now read from that book that was published. But I have other bills that I'd like to talk about. But before we get there, we need to talk about the ABC board here in North Carolina. Do you ever have friends that come to visit you or kind of surprised that we don't just have liquor stores or, like, liquor available in grocery locations?
Mildly, this happens more often when we go to other states. We were just in Florida last week, and we talked to folks down there about the wine flowing like milk and honey in the streets-ness
yeah,
of Florida.
You can do whatever.
And, I mean, as long as Ron DeSantis is fine with it, but wine flowing in the streets, apparently he's
Florida,
okay with.
You so. Can do whatever, as long as DeSantis is fine with it.
Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about that, like, on a pretty regular basis. So.
Yeah, some folks will be a little weirded out by it, but we're not the only state that has control measures in place. Oregon actually has a commission that monitors not just liquor sales, but also cannabis sales now, because they've integrated some of that.
Right.
And have you tried to buy even...
Still the ABC store. It's just they've replaced the word beverage with a different word.
I mean, yeah. Have you ever tried to purchase even a, like, upper mid-range bourbon at your local ABC store?
Yes.
I have.
Or rather, I've watched Brad do it.
I have failed many times because there are people who put this into their schedule to show up and in lines and get the stuff that they want to do.
It's a whole subculture, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool, but also it's way more effort than I want to put in. Well, some Oregon officials are losing their jobs within Oregon's Liquor and Marijuana Regulation Commission because they were keeping bottles of rare Pappy Van Winkle bourbon for themselves.
Oh, you can't do that.
Now, we say keeping. What I think is funny about this is it's not like they were taking them as bribes or simply they were falling off the back of the truck and it's found its way into my office. No, they're buying the bottles the thousands of dollars that they cost. They're just getting the privilege to purchase them before anybody
else.
Yeah,
can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something usually reserved for retired men who don't have anything else to do but go get a McGriddle and then hang out outside the ABC store for 5 hours.
You want to hear the snobbiest thing I have ever said and perhaps will ever say in my life?
I would genuinely love nothing more.
I've had Pappy Van Winkle, and it's fine, but I've had better.
Have you had better? What's the number one? What's the core memory? What's the best liquor you've ever tasted?
So there is a restaurant that Brad and I love to go to, the Oak in Raleigh. If you listen to Date Night on a regular basis, you'll hear us talking about it every so often. They're a bourbon bar. They don't stock Pappy because it's impossible to come by, but they did win the lottery one time to get a bottle, because they have lotteries in North Carolina for individual retailers that want to stock these like ultra rare bourbons and whatnot. They won the lottery one time. They got some Pappy, and they decided to do a Pappy themed dinner, like a 4-course dinner that you had to buy tickets for, and every course was served with a particular like ultra rare bourbon, and they would tell the story of the bourbon.
Sounds really cool.
And they ended with Pappy. So we had that and three other ultra rare bourbons, and we walked out of there going, yeah, the Pappy was good, but this other one was good, and this other one was good too. So I think Pappy was third out of four when we walked out, which is really interesting.
With all this bourgeoisie decadence, I have a cask of Amontillado I would love to show you.
Ooh, let's go downstairs and find it.
Why don't we head down to my cellar?